Welcome to Side Door at the Palladium. I'm Mike Cornett for All Night Jazz on WUSF 89.7, and this is the beginning of a new program segment for us that'll take place on the first Friday of each month at 10.06 p.m. And the beauty of this is, since it's really hard to get out and see jazz these days during the pandemic, we're bringing it to you right here. And what a fantastic opportunity as we invite you to the intimate side door at the Palladium for music recorded at this vital venue in St. Petersburg. In just a moment, we'll hear Tampa Bay trumpeter James Suggs and a tribute to jazz icon Miles Davis recorded in February of this year. Before we get started, let's have a quick chat with the executive director of the Palladium, Mr. Paul Wilburn, about his reopening plans around the current pandemic and plans for a side door at the Palladium.
You know, we're waiting for the right moment when we feel like it's safe for people to come in, but our plan is to really bring our side door shows up to the main stage, to Huff Hall, so we can sell 150, 200 tickets in an 830-seat hall. And really, my motivation is to get our performers back to work. I mean, I really feel badly. We've been able to keep our staff together and paid, but the performers are the ones who are hanging out there with no income. And everybody misses them, and we miss having them in the building. So I want to get back to that as soon as we can. You know, we were really fortunate when we installed all of our new equipment. It's been a few years now, but we had Pro Tools built into the system, both upstairs and downstairs. So we've been recording a lot of our shows just as a matter of course, not so much with the idea of a live album, but just because it's good practice for our studio crew. And we have interns from the college learning how to do some of that stuff. So we didn't anticipate that we would have no product at a certain point, that we would be dark. So suddenly this stuff has become very valuable to us. So I think if you liked somebody who's played the Palladium, we probably got that show in there somewhere. It just needs to be edited down. So you'll hear a lot of different stuff. And I'm really hoping we're going to move forward this month with getting some bands into the building and doing some more recording of things they want to do now.
Palladium Executive Director Paul Wilburn about his plans for the Palladium and for our new First Friday program segment, Side Door at the Palladium, right here on WUSF 89.7's All Night Jazz. Let's get this tribute to Miles Davis started with a classic. James Suggs on trumpet, Jeremy Carter on tenor, Austin Vickery on alto, with John Richardson on piano, Brandon Robertson on bass, and John Bell Duke on drums. And a tribute to Miles Davis with Miles Stones. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
It's Side Door at the Palladium with a tribute to Miles Davis performed by trumpeter James Suggs right here on WUSF 89.7's All Night Jazz. We had a chance to speak with James and ask him what Miles Davis means to him.
It's one of those things that has so many layers, you know. He reached so many people and so many styles. So for me, it's one of those guys that I can always listen to, but I can always choose something completely different from what I listened to before. He spanned so many years and so many eras of jazz. It was incredible.
He stylistically was always looking for change.
Exactly. And it's cool because he was always surrounding himself with the new, hot, young musicians because he wanted to be a part. He wanted to be relevant. He wanted to be a part of what was going on in that day.
Even on his last record, he worked with a hip-hop producer.
Exactly.
And when you listen to it, you know, there are certain elements of it that sound a little dated, except for Miles' trumpet.
That's very
which
true.
Just sounds like it's Miles.
Yep.
You listen to it and you go, that's Miles.
And I often wonder what he'd be doing today. And he'd be working with, you know, the great producers today. And, you know, I'm sure some of it wouldn't be as great as his older stuff. But still, I think he would still be trying to be relevant.
He didn't like to look back. He always
Never.
Wanted to go forward.
Even some of his classic songs that he would play, like So What or some of those, he would change them completely if he was going to actually play them again after the recording.
Trumpeter James Suggs talking about Miles. Let's get back to this Side Door at the Palladium tribute to Miles Davis as James returns to the stage with Jeremy Carter on tenor, Austin Vickery on alto, as well as Brandon Robertson on bass, John Richardson on piano, and drummer Jean-Bel Duke. Let's listen to One for Daddy-O.
Thank you. We'll be right back. John Richardson on the piano. Brandon Robertson on the bass. Sean Bolduc on the drums. Jeremy Carter on the saxophone. Austin Vickery on the saxophone. My name is James Suggs. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Our first Friday spectacular side door at the Palladium with James Suggs on trumpet, Jeremy Carter on tenor saxophone, Austin Vickery on alto, as well as John Richardson on piano, Brandon Robertson on bass, and Jean Bolduc on drums, and a tribute to Miles Davis. We'll be back in 1 month's time for another concert from the Palladium. I'm Mike Cornett for WUSF 89.7's All Night Jazz.